This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
If you've got $1,000 to burn, you can send a sample of your saliva to a company that will, in return, send you back a genomic profile. While this test report may state that you have an increased risk of heart disease or diabetes, it may also tell you that, and I quote, "The test is not a clinical service to be used as the basis for making clinical decisions," unquote. Welcome to the brave new world of direct-to-consumer DNA tests. Yep, this testing is done entirely between you, your credit card, and the testing company. And your doctor doesn't come into it. Now, before you start reaching for your credit card and working up some spittle, there are a few things to realise about these genomic profiles. First, they do not look at all of your DNA, but at much less than 1% of it. This is a problem. After all, only those bits that get tested will change the consumer's risk profile. And please note, the person who is paying for this so-called medical service, that's you, is now a consumer, not a patient. A good example of the problems that come with looking at only a tiny section of your DNA is the disease type 2 diabetes. Some 25% of Europeans will suffer from this illness during their life. Now, back in 2007, there were fewer than 10 DNA markers known for type 2 diabetes. And based on those markers, the consumers would have been sold a risk assessment. But since 2007, there have been two major updates in our knowledge of type 2 diabetes, with each update adding more DNA markers. After the first update, and I quote, more than 11% of people went from being told that they were at above average risk to being below average, or vice versa. And after the second update, more than 10% were similarly reclassified, unquote. In other words, the risk profile that you will get will change from year to year, depending on how much of the DNA gets tested. Second, and I quote, many of the diseases listed by the direct-to-consumer testing companies, for example, diabetes, various cancers and heart diseases, are so-called complex diseases that are thought to be caused by multiple gene variants, interactions among those variants, and interactions between variants and environmental factors. In plain English, with all of our medical knowledge, we still don't fully understand how these diseases work. But the direct-to-consumer testing companies will ignore the thousands of possible interactions. They just want your money. They will sell you the information that you probably, let me emphasize, probably have one or two genes that could increase your risk of a specific illness. That information is actually worse than useless. It can be harmful. We'll see how later on. Third, no test made by humans is perfect. I used the word probably a few moments ago. For example, there is a test for bipolar disease, but it's not a very good test. So unfortunately, this test will wrongly report that more than 80% of those who actually do have bipolar disease do not have the supposed single gene for bipolar disease. And just as confusingly, many people will be reported as having the gene when in fact they do not. Fourth, this early in the 20th century, we really still do not have the big picture of DNA. We humans have about 20,000 to 23,000 genes. That is about the same number of genes as a Pinot Noir grape. So obviously, our understanding of just what is a gene is very primitive, and we clearly have a long way to go. Fifth, this is still early days for direct-to-consumer DNA testing. We've found only a minuscule fraction of the genes involved in various diseases. The vast majority is still to be found. Suppose that you fork out $1,000 for a genomic test, and the report says that you do not carry any of the genes associated with the risk of a particular disease, then you might decide that you can indulge in risky behavior such as all-night binge drinking or a diet based entirely on fast foods and saturated fats. And as a result, your life will be worse for having taken the test. In early 2008, the Observer newspaper in the UK interviewed psychiatrist Professor Nick Craddock of Cardiff University. He said, and I quote, "These tests will only worry, confuse and mislead the public and patients. There is a long way to go before we have genetic tests that may be helpful to patients. Using tests at the moment is only likely to cause harm." Unquote. In other words, our understanding of the DNA is still very poor. There is absolutely no provision by the companies making money from the direct-to-consumer DNA testing to provide appropriate support and counselling for the patients. Professor David Collier of the Institute of Psychiatry in London said much the same thing, and I quote, "At best, these tests are clinically useless. At worst, their results could cause serious worries for patients." So, with that advice in mind, sending saliva through the post with the promise of useful DNA test results is one deal that you shouldn't even spit on.
What does it mean? Why is it so?